The October meet is short but jam-packed with quality racing. 17 days with 17 graded stakes worth over $5 million. Kicking off on Friday with its full stars weekend, you can expect a sneaky peek at next month's Breeders' Cup runners.
In the fall, we've got preps for the Breeders' Cup World Championships, and we've got them on multiple divisions. So those eight win-and-you're-in races, as highlighted around the Fall Stars weekend to kick off the race meet, really bring a lot of different types of horses to our grounds rather than just three-year-olds per se. Tremendous grass racing. We've got five international horses that are pointing to come here in the fall. We typically don't see international horses coming in the spring. Their season is just getting going in Europe and in Asia. But those are some of the unique aspects of the fall meet that make it such a fun time.
Bob Elliston is vice president of racing and sales at Keeneland and comes to the job via Turfway Park in the Breeders' Cup. According to him, the feature race this Saturday could stand alone as a championship race, such as the depth and quality of the field this year.
$1 million Shadwell Turf Mile on Saturday has five Grade 1 winners, four Grade 2 winners. When I was at the Breeders' Cup, if we had that kind of field in the Breeders' Cup mile, we would be tickled. So, yeah, this is, in fact, that quality of racing.
Also, don't forget Sea Blue Day, free admission to UK students, alumni, faculty and staff. Heroes Day, the same applies to all active duty military veterans, first responders, law enforcement, EMTs and family. College Scholarship Day, Make-A-Wish Day and much more. The increasingly popular tailgating on the hill and craft beer tent on Fridays and Saturdays are back, as are Sunrise Saturday mornings. Gates open at 11 a.m. Wednesdays through Sundays, and first post time is 1:05 p.m. Keeneland Fall Meet starts this Friday and runs through October the 29th. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.